Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, and anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Song a little bit short. We got a little behind technical difficulties. You know, sometimes those poor Indians, natives, we don't have all the opportunities, but doing internet radio, you know, you just have to depend on the internet itself, Wi-Fi, everything else. So I'm just gonna phone some stuff right now, and then you know, fellow. So I wanted to let you know Wanawa Hielo, and we can go on. And I got Albert Ortiz, of Indiana, Kentucky, AIM on the other line. So we'll be talking to him, and he'll be helping out. I just want to go through a few things right now, you know, just for us to think about, you know. And I will go through the less important ones first, you know. You know, I kind of promo this show as the voice of the indigenous nation, because it's for all of us, you know, for the American Indian movement and everybody. All natives and indigenous, our voice is for you, and you have a voice too, and that's what we try to do. That's what we want to do. You know, the American Indian movement in the beginning is for all natives. We're fighting for the justice for our people, all the injustice that, you know, that occurred with our people on American Indian movement. Founders got tired of it and jumped together and started. We have to carry on. So we're doing that. So talking about a lot of things with everybody, you know, like one thing I wanted you to know is about the lost tribes of Israel. They try to connect us. There's some idiots out there that try to connect us to that. Well, we didn't come from Israel, and we ain't no lost tribes of Israel. So let's get that right. And you people out there, you indigenous, you natives, you should be proud of who you are. And don't be, you know, letting these kind of people get in your door I don't even let people like that in my door. They can holler out there all they want, but they ain't getting in my door. And neither are their friends, you know. And they say all those temples, Mayan temples and everything, all are things we had in the past. You know, we had civilization, you know, before the Washitu came. And I even heard some Mexicans say, yeah, brown people ain't that smart to be building no temples and stuff. It had to be from them. What are they, crazy? I mean, some of my relatives, man, build houses right now. We drive trucks, we fly airplanes, we do everything better. We play guitar, saxophone. We do things better. What the hell's wrong with you people? I mean, you nuts or what? You know, you people should stay away when you got that attitude. You know, we need the strong. If you're strong, you know, come on, man. Come. Share yourself. Share your strength. You know? And I was tripping on this Hossapa, you know, this black guy. He had this Caucasian t-shirt, you know, the same as the Redskins, but his was a Caucasian, you know. I was glad that dude, you know, wore that around. See, I ought to get me one of them shirts and wear that around, you know. And the other thing is, I mentioned this about the conflict. You know, the Washitu's getting mad because Spanish is taking over. More dominant them, and they like it. They go to work and they hear Spanish work. Well, of course, I'm not no idiot myself. I know Spanish is another European language, you know, and, you know, but that ain't my point. Point is this, and don't come around saying, oh, well, our people got our own language down there in Mexico, and we know that. We know that. Don't come up with your little pea brain, that attitude, trying to act like, you know, that I'm claiming Spanish is better than Washitu, than English. I tell you what about English. The English came over here. These Washitu speak English. And they come over here and they say, speak English, speak English. Ain't you guys tired of that? Speak English, speak English. This is America, speak English. You know, ain't you guys tired of that? Well, let me tell you, I am. And if I was raised another way, I would be thinking the same way about Spanish. You know? But the point, what I'm saying, is there's a conflict right now. In other words, English isn't as dominant as it was. The Spanish language is taking it over. And plus, that ain't counting Chinese, Arab, and all the other languages, you know, that are right around, and they're speaking it. In other words, they're not going to stop these other languages. You know, you people that only know English, you better start learning something else. You know, that's my point. Anyway, we could talk about that. You guys want to call in and talk about it. But just don't come in with some stupid baloney, okay? Come in with some intelligence and, you know, come over with baloney, you know. You know, there's this thing right now, they had all these protests with these Nazis and all these other racists and all that. And it always comes down to them showing up with weapons. You know, they like to have these weapons and show off these weapons. At the same time, they're they're talking about America, you know. They're Americans. If they think they're all together and Americans, what do they need weapons for? You know? Looks like something else to me. It looks like those weapons are meant to be pointing in my direction, if you ask me. Because the damn sure ain't going across the ocean using it on who they say is their enemy. They got these weapons pointed at our people. You go to protest, these Washichu have these weapons, and it's for when our people have these Mexican La Raza Unida gatherings, American Indian Movement, water protectors and everything. They show up with those weapons. We don't. So just for your information. And someone said, why do women have to go through middle age crisis? Well, I think a lot of men go through mid age crisis too. You know, they go through a lot of stuff too. But I understand what they mean. And we do. I myself know that when women go through their times or that, they kind of go through some changes. So I guess you can say you kind of got to be a little easier on them, you know. But the other thing is, you know, I wanted to, you know, we could talk to you women are entitled to come and let us know or even scold us for whatever if we're talking out of line. But I'm not putting it as a downplaying it or whatever. I understand women do have midlife crisis, you know, so give them that respect. And there's still the talk about suicide, how to stop suicide, native suicide. Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. We're not going to stop the suicide. It's going to continue. And it's going to keep on continuing until you and our people learn how to have a better society for our children. Then it will stop. As long as we stand on one side of the fence and watch them Washichu shine with all their materialistic stuff, and our kids are on this side looking over there saying, wow, look, they got those nice cars and they nice this and nice that. Why can't we have it? You know, and get drunk and get high, all the alcoholism they show in movies, people drinking, even these cook shows. You watch these cook shows, they're drinking alcohol. Everything's about the alcohol. And then here, let me say something, and then we're gonna have an open discussion. But I want to talk about the white buffalo calf pipe. He's the one who has it. Now, however he got it, whatever happened, that it was passed down to him, it's something that has been accepted. Our major medicine men, our major elders, our major people. But now they got people, you know, nobodies, come out of the woodwork, people, talking about they need to take this Chanupa away from from Arvo and demanding he give it up or whatever. You know, that's some crazy stuff. That's real crazy stuff right there. And I tell you what, it's not what's going to happen. They can, and the other thing, I even heard people say they would take him, they want to take it to federal court, you know? They want to take it to federal court. So, what the hell does the white buffalo cap pipe have to do with being in federal court? What kind of people do we have out there that takes our culture and wants to take it to federal court? You know, the Washitu has no business making any kind of determination on our way of life at all, whatsoever. They have no business in it. But you people want to bring them, put them in this business. You Americans, you know. I hear some of our native people saying, talking about, you know, the bad things that this country does. But they always use the word we. We are over there bombing other countries, and then, well, our people are treated bad. Now, let's get something straight. What do you mean, we? That's them. They're the ones doing that, not us. So say we when you're trying to talk about things. Either you're on our side or you're an American. If you're American, then say we. But if you're not American, you know, then you say them. Because we have nothing to do with them nukes. We have nothing to do with them bombs, with that Air Force, with that military, or nothing. We have our own society. We have our own people. We have our own tribes. We have our own languages. We have our own spirituality. And we even have our own looks, for Christ's sakes. You know? So let's wake up on this stuff, all right? Let's wake up on all this stuff before you want to talk about when you say we or stuff like that. I'm going to open the door here, and Albert, how you doing?
I didn't do it.
But you know, Albert, I don't expect non-Lakotas to understand the white buffalo calf pipe. I don't expect the outside world to understand that. I don't expect, because I don't understand a lot of things in other tribes, what they do. So I don't understand it. Oh. But I do understand the white buffalo calf pipe. And I do understand Arvo is the keeper of that pipe, passed down to him. And no matter what, nobody's going to change that. You know? Time, when the time comes, it will be passed down again to somebody else. But ain't nobody going to go take it. And if they take it, it means nothing. You know, They can take it to wherever they want, but it means nothing. You know what I mean? Once it leaves Arvo's hands, Arvo, it's something else, you know? So, go ahead.
You know, maybe it's not for us to understand. You know, I'm Kiowa myself, but I got a lot of brothers and sisters, Lakota brothers and sisters, who have taught me about, you know, who have given me the stories about, you know, the white buffalo cap pipe and the bundle and you know, given, you know, told me the story. And in ways I could understand, you know, I understand it. But as to who the keeper is and who carries what pipe and what pipe is more sacred than this pipe or, this bundle or that bundle, maybe it's not for us as people, whether you're Lakota, whether you're Cheyenne or Arapaho, Dene, you know, maybe it's not for any of us to truly understand who has what and who carries what. You know, it's something that is given to us by the Creator. You know, I've Sundanced and I've been given that right to carry that pipe, to carry that chanupa. It's one thing, you know, before I even made a pipe, I was asked. Then I was asked if I was ready for that responsibility to carry that chanupa.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I felt that I was, you know, and to carry a responsibility like that, you know, for anybody who carries a pipe, it's a heavy price to pay, you know.
Yep.
We don't carry our pipes just for show and tell. We carry these pipes for a reason.
You know, Albert, let me explain something, you know. When I say, like, people from other tribes that maybe don't know it, I do know for a fact a lot of natives do Sundance. They do come to South Dakota and Sundance. They do know our medicine man, and they do respect our ways, and they do walk this way. I know Apaches and people from Oklahoma that all know this way and Sundance with this and fast it with this and everything. And I know them. And the reason why they do it is because they found out it was since our people, the Lakota, still hold on to what we have the past, and meaning that white buffalo calf pipe.
Well, definitely, you know.
They're loyal to it. They're loyal to the. It doesn't mean they're trying to be Lakota. It means they're down with it. It means they're down with the spirituality. It means they're down with being native. And they're down with the tradition. You know, that's what it means. And that's what I see it. And with it, they go home. And they're still Apache, Kiowa, Choctaw, and everything. They're still who they are. They just praying to walk on Tonka, you know, in this way. So I respect that. I respect that about you and all our brothers, and especially the Amesters who Sundance and everything, you know. It's good. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Well, you know, I'm honored. I'm honored that you say that. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people out there, you know, too, you know, that, I don't know, man. It's people who try to make it out to be something more difficult than what it is. You know, I mean, this has been going on for years with Orville. You know, people talking about, you know, he doesn't have the cat, you know, he doesn't have the pipe, or he doesn't have the bundle, or you know, he doesn't deserve to have it or whatnot. It's not it's not up to us whether he deserves to have it or should have it. It was passed down to him, you know. And like you said, it's going to be passed down again. To who or to where, we're not, you know, we don't know. Arvo doesn't even know. It's up to the Creator to give him that vision, to give him that knowledge, you know. There's no, like I said, it's not, there's no saying that this pipe is stronger than this pipe, or this bundle is greater than this bundle. It is the fact that these people are medicine men. No matter what tribe you're from, no matter what nation, no matter what you believe, these medicine men, all these medicine men, were given that knowledge and given that right to carry that pipe. You know, like you said, it's not up to the white man to tell us who should have the pipe or not. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, you know, and what gets me is they got these new waves, or people come out, and are some people, what they do is, a lot of them live away from the res. They live away. There are people, you know, and they go away. This happens all over. It's not just with us. I mean, sometimes once an Indian goes and gets a white education, he comes back and thinks he can use his white education to change the way we think, because he thinks the Wasichu's way is better. That's why we pay for trash on the res, you know. The government pays the tribe for sanitation so we can have, you know, empty our trash. But some wise ass Indian comes back and says, well, you know, we need to make these people pay for it. They do it in Rapid City. They do it in the cities. They pay for it. You know, and they want to use it for income. They want to charge Indians to empty their trash. You know, and we ain't got that kind of money to be paying for trash. We barely can pay for milk for our babies and propane and stuff. But it's these ones that go get Wasichu education, and then they come back and wanna change stuff. Like one guy, like down there in Gila River, they had a dirt field off the road that people pulled in there, and they sold their Indian tacos and sold their burritos and, you know, tacos and, you know, fry bread and mutton soup and everything. You know, you could, I mean, when you're driving down the road, you could whip in there and grab you a nice burrito real quick, you know, and no problem. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
all of a sudden, here comes some educated Indian that says, you know, we got to fix this place up. We got to put blacktop in there, and then we need to make sure these people have that food inspected so nobody gets sued, you know, and make sure they're living up to standards and selling stuff, you know. Then they come up with this thing, and pretty soon you go there now, it's an empty field. No one's there no more. You know, he ruined it.
Oh, yeah.
These people, these educated people come back with their big grand ideas and ruin stuff. And that's what's happening with this Chanupa. You know, this Chanupa. You get these young people that go off and get educated and then come back and then they start saying, well, look how he's carrying that Chanupa. He's over here, rah, rah, rah. We should take it from him. He's not supposed to be doing that. They make up a lie, and then that lie turns into a rumor, and it flies all over. He's not even supposed to have that Chanupa. He got that Chanupa by mistake, or, you know, then they start their baloney, you know? And there's a couple of them right now, you know? They even made up some Lakota names for them to use, you know. The point is, you know, you're not going to take that pipe from Orville, from Arville. I said Orville. You're not going to take that pipe from Arville. And if you do take it, it means nothing. It means nothing. Whoever else has it. If I went and took that Chanupa from him, it would mean nothing. I'd probably get zapped by the Joaquinas for taking it or something, you know. Or look what happened, what the white buffalo calf woman, what happened to the man who didn't pay attention to her, you know.
No.
I mean, you know, something could happen to you. Why the hell would you want to get into that? If you really, truly believe in our culture, if you really, truly believe in our spirituality, and you really, truly believe our creation stories and our way of life, you will not dare try to take that Chanupa from Arville. You know, but if you don't believe our ways, if you're just a bunch of bullshit, yeah, you can do what you want. You can say what you want. You're just bullshit. Because
yeah, it ain't gonna...
anybody with the right mind ain't going to even bother Arville about that Chanupa. It's the same way with Crow Dog. When people get upset at Crow Dog or stuff, you can't mess with these guys, you know. And I don't even go there because, you know, I'm just a Sundance pipe carrier myself, you know. I ain't going to tangle with these guys, you know. They're like, you know, these guys, whether we like it or not, they're the real thing. Whether somebody don't like it or not, these guys are the real thing, you know. If Arville wasn't supposed to have that Chanupa, we would have knew about it 30 years ago, not 2018. You know what I mean? People come up, make up crap. But every major medicine man accepts it and accepts where that, who carries that sacred Chanupa. The only ones that don't accept it are a bunch of Rudy Poots that don't know no better. You know?
You know, it's strange, you know. I mean, to understand these, to understand how these people, these other people who feel that they have greater knowledge because they went and got some schooling, you know. They learned their reading, writing, and arithmetic. But, you know, knowledge that's book knowledge. That's the Wasichi's teaching you that knowledge. It's teaching their knowledge. These people need to come back home. They need to learn the knowledge of their elders. You know, it's terrible. It's one of those things that, you know, we try to listen to it. We try to listen to what's happening with our young people. And they're so confused, even themselves, that they really don't know where they're going or what they're going to do. You know? We got people who listen to our show, and I'm great, you know, I'm grateful that they listen to it, that they try to sometimes make sense of why we're talking about fried bread and chanupas at the same time. But, you know, it all comes together, man. It all comes together. We need to share that knowledge with each other. There's a reason why, you know, there's a story behind why there's a hole in the fry bread, or why it's done this way or done that way. There's a reason why a pipe is carried in a certain way, or why we do this, or why we say certain prayers with it. This is knowledge, man. This is knowledge. This is the truth. The truth, you know, the truth shall set you free. You know, whether you have your lips on a pipe, or you have your lips on a fry bread. You know, it's the truth, and the truth needs to be taught to our young people. You know, today I sat there and we're at Powwow right now, and we got back, you know, we're back at our hotel room, but nonetheless, you know, we were out there today, and I sat out there and I gave our members, some of our members that were out there today that have done what they needed to do. I gave each and every one of them an AIM patch today, you know. And I told them, you know, the reason why I'm giving you this is because you've done what you said you were going to do. You've learned that knowledge. But having a patch doesn't make you hardcore AIM, you know. You got to keep quiet. You got to listen. You got to learn that knowledge.
If someone takes that chanupa, it'd be like somebody from Hong Kong having an AIM patch. It don't mean nothing on them, you know.
Yeah.
You see, that's a good point what you make there. The AIM patch means something to the person that gets it. It was honor. Not somebody that, somebody else that has it down the road. That same, it's like my chanupa. Someone steals my chanupa and takes off with it. Once they got it, it's nothing. You know, all it is something material. Maybe they can sell it or something, but it ain't nothing. It's my chanupa. And it's only value when I hold it, when I have it. You know, if something comes down and the spirits have me pass it on to one of my children, it could happen that way. But not just because nobody can come take it from me. And, you know, you don't go take somebody's chanupa. And that's what I was thinking, you know, what the hell? How can you go take some chanupa, you know, and tell them that it should be given up right now, you know,
a time limit.
Yeah,
there's a lot, you know. I'll tell you, I ran into a situation today, and I'm going to throw it out there to everybody today. Okay, I ran into a situation today that there was a misunderstanding. There was a gentleman who had pipestone. It wasn't a pipe; it was just a slab of pipestone. And he had it out for people to see it. And, you know, he got accused falsely of selling pipestone. And the thing is, you know, I've known this man for years. And you know, I know for a fact that he doesn't sell this pipestone. This slab that he got, that he has, was gifted to him by a Sun Dancer who passed away. And it's just one of those things, man. You know, people get upset because someone has, you know, I don't know how you put it. I don't know how to put it. It's difficult. What do our listeners think about people who sell pipestone?
You know, the average person that understands it don't appreciate it, and they don't like to see when pipestone is handled by a thief. It's contaminated with this poison, you know, and it doesn't mean nothing good. Let me read something here. You know, I'll leave their names out right now, but they say, "The time to unite is now. We declare Arbol Looking Horse is not to remove the sacred bundle from Cheyenne River lands as he is preparing. He is to be stripped of all duties immediately, and that sacred bundle to be placed under 24-hour guard. Lakota warriors, go get your sacred bundle now before this corrupted being of light rips out the Lakota heartbeat by removing it." I don't know what they mean by Arbol's trying to whatever, you know, but that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. You know, go get that bundle. You know, he's got it. It was passed down to him, and that's it. You know, whatever he does with it, it's on him. It has, you know, no one else can take it beyond him. You know, nobody can take it beyond them. And yeah, there's concern that somebody could do something like that, and that'll be the end of it. But we have to have some faith, and we have to have some belief in our way that sacred bundle's gonna keep going. To believe that, and Arbol knows this. You know, he's not gonna. You know, people are just now easy because he's got this bundle and they're upset at him. You know, I mean, just like upset at you and me and everybody else. There's always somebody upset at us and saying we shouldn't be talking on the radio. Who the hell are we? And we shouldn't be having the AIM show. Who the hell are we? You know, there's people like that. You know, but no matter what, we're, you know, it's what we're doing. It's what we do. And nobody can replace you, and no one can replace me. They can be somebody else, but let them try to walk in our shoes. You know, that's the thing. You can replace me. Somebody can go replace me, and they can go over there and start their own radio show. There's room for a million radio shows. Where are they all at? You know, they could do it. No, they only want to do it when you got it. You know, they don't want to do it when someone else got it. They only want to take something when you got it. And they only want to shut you up when you're talking. You know? you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You know, these people, you know, who like to cause chaos, I call it. You know? They want to try to disrupt the order of things. You know, it's beautiful to know that there's somebody out there, Wambri. Somebody out there who hates our guts so much for being here every Saturday and speaking the truth. Oh, you know, I'm gonna make my own radio show. You know, go ahead and make your own radio show, but they never do it, like you said, you know? They want to sit there and they want to yell and bitch and gripe about how Albert and Wambri are always talking about this, or, you know, Philip is talking about this, or, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. But you know what? We know what we're talking about because we lived it. We've done it. We've gone through it. We've gone out to Pipestone. We've gone out to protests. We've gone out to cut wood for our elders. We've gone back home and done what we've needed to do to help our people. It's those people who are bitching about it, who are griping about how Wambri shouldn't have a show, or Albert shouldn't be on it, or Philip shouldn't be on it, you know, or Amy shouldn't be on it. These are the people who will never do anything in their lives except for cry about other people. They're upset.
Exactly.
They don't understand us, and they don't want to understand us. I'm no holy man. I'm no spiritual leader. I've never called myself a spiritual leader. I've never called myself a medicine man. But people come to me, ask me for prayer, and I'm pretty sure they've done it for you know, to you as well. Wambri, hey, you know, I know you carry a pipe, and you know, I want to give you this tobacco, and I want you to say prayer for us, you know, prayer for me, or you know, help me out or something. But that, like you said, you know, that's our responsibility, man. That's our responsibility. It doesn't make us the Pope.
Well, actually, we're higher than the Pope. The Pope is a wannabe. You know.
But you know, like I said, today, I sat with our members, you know, at this powwow, and we talked, and we had a lot of fun, man. We're selling T-shirts and buttons and, you know, just having a good old time. And, you know, people want to pass by. Hey, how y'all guys doing? Thank you for being here. And it feels good. It feels good to know that there's people out there, people on the outside of our reservations, on our communities, that still respect the American Indian Movement. Who want to come out and talk to us and see how we're doing, see what we could do for them, you know? It's a beautiful thing. And like I said before, you know, I'm honored. I'm honored to have the position that I have today, you know? I'm as sure as I'm, you know, Philip and Dave and Walter and you know, you know, Debbie McShane and everyone else, you know, we're honored to have that, you know, but what these people got to understand is that we were given this position not by a vote per se. We were given this position because of the things that we've done and the knowledge that we carry with us about the American Indian Movement. Same thing with Arvo and all our other medicine men. You know, they were given that knowledge. They know they have that knowledge. You can't take that away from them.
Yeah,
that's the way it is, man. But it's a beautiful thing, though. It's a beautiful thing to know that we need to come together. Yeah, we should come together. We should be able to pray together and understand things. Today at this powwow, there was a lot of Wasichis there today dancing. A lot of Indian people there today dancing. And the thing is that they were dancing together. They were having a good time. And when they heard or saw something that was happening that they knew was wrong, they went and they spoke up. Hey, they said, don't be taking pictures. Please don't be taking pictures at this time. Don't do this, you know. Here's this, here's that. And these people are respectful. They know, they understand that knowledge. They understand that knowledge that we've been given. We shouldn't be hating on each other, man. We should be understanding with each other. Today we had a Lakota MC. We had Oneida drums. We had Apache dancers. We had Lakota dancers, Kiowa dancers. You know, all these beautiful dancers out there. Some of them light skin, some of them blonde hair, some of them blue eyes, some of them dark skin. All of them out there together dancing and sharing, you know. And people coming to say, oh, you know, that white guy was being a wannabe. Well, you know what? That white guy's got more knowledge than you do because you're out here on the outside. You don't know who he is. Our knowledge runs deep, brother.
What people, I try to tell people anyway, don't get all into that confused thing or get, you know, about your blood mixture. You know, if you're native, it don't matter. You know, you're native. It don't matter who your grandpa was, if your grandpa was Irish or French or whatever. It matters what you're doing for humanity today. You know, and when I be talking about Wasichi, my white bros and friends, they know who I'm talking about. They know what I mean. You know, but I see people getting off into this trip about they feel like they're under attack because maybe they're not full blood or something. You don't need to feel like you're under attack if you're not full blood. You know, don't get all, you know, things aren't meant for you, you know, but I see people getting off into, like some people are enrolled and some people aren't. You know, it doesn't matter to me if you're enrolled. You know, I mean, being enrolled is the Wasichu's the one enrolling us. You know, I mean, but it's like I have some cousins, Albert. My mother's sisters have kids that aren't enrolled. And, you know, I don't like to put my personal stuff in. They're not enrolled. But they're still Lakota. You know what I mean? They come from, they're my first cousins. So, and they don't care that they're not enrolled. They don't even give a rat's ass, you know. But people try to think, you know, I see Indians claiming full blood too. I'm a full blood, and I'm enrolled. you know. And it says it on my card, 4-4. Well, you know, that's baloney, because they started making that stuff in the 1920s. By that time, the Wasichi was already there. It was already mixed. Man, if you start going through some of these towns, like even some of your towns, look at when they were incorporated, those towns. They ain't going to say 1900. They're going to say 1700. There's towns right in Colorado, right in Nebraska, right in South Dakota that were incorporated in 1868, 1850. They were already here. You know, they were already here in towns. So a lot of people were already mixed by the time 1900 showed up, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to throw smut on our people either. But, you know, people should be careful when they say stand there with, you know, saying, like one person's claiming she's all full blood, but got kind of green eyes or stuff like that, you know, or some guy with a big mustache calling himself full blood, you know, a full blood hardly get grow any hair, you know, our people anyway. But the point is, it doesn't matter, you know. And when I meet another native, I don't go up and say, "Ah, show me your ID," you know. You know? hey, how much Indian are you, bro? You know, are you full blood? You know, I don't ask him. I mean, I'm just happy to be talking to another one of our people. You know what I mean? When I meet another native, I don't ask them how much native he is. I'm just happy to be talking to another one of me, you know, one of us, you know. And that's what I try to tell people. You know, I try to tell them that. Don't come around me and tell me, "Oh, it's not my fault. I have to walk two paths, you know. I'm part white, so I have to walk white, and I have to walk Indian." You know, don't tell me that, you know, because I'll throw the white side out of you, you know. hate to sound racist, but, you know, my point is, you know, don't do that. You know, I always hear people tell this to our old relatives. They say, "It's hard to carry two chanupas, only carry one."
No.
Carry one, you know? And sometimes a medicine man has to have a Sundance chanupa plus his own, you know? You know, so he's got to carry two. And when he carries that Sundance chanupa, man, that's powerful too, you know, when you have to run a Sundance. It's a commitment, you know? And I you know, there's so much things messed up in the culture from modern times. Like one guy, and I'll, you know, and of course I have to say he was Lakota, was running Sundance in the West Coast. And one time these people all got ready, and some of them hitchhiked all the way up there in the hills out there in Oregon or Washington someplace. I forgot where it was. And they sat out there. One guy sat out there and waited and waited. Nobody showed up. Someone else came. They all waited and showed up. But anyway, come find out, the guy pouted because they didn't pay him enough money, so he didn't show up and didn't want to have his Sundance. So he had all these people waiting for him. Can you imagine that? You know? And here's Jeez. The thing. Here's the thing, Albert. When you know, when he committed to do the Sundance, he made a commitment, and it's, the commitment doesn't include money. So even though they didn't pay him the right amount, he still has to do the Sundance. But these people still follow this turkey, you know, or I shouldn't call him a turkey because I like turkey, you know. But, you know what I mean? The point is when you make a commitment to Sundance or to have a Sundance and you're a Sundance leader, you're stuck with that commitment. And if you don't do that Sundance, you're just another fake and another phony.
No, definitely.
So,
you know,
so, yeah, go ahead.
You know, it's like I said, you know, it's those, it's like you said, it's like, you know, it's always been said, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. You know, we don't know, you know, we don't know who is who or what, you know, what's going on here. It's us who we as indigenous people, as native people, you know, we have to be able to understand each other. You know, one of the things that we have, and I talk to a lot of our some of our new members, you know, that we're just visitors here in this area that we're at. You know, I've been here 22 years. You know, I'm from out west, man. I'm not, you know, I'm not from the Midwest. I'm not from, you know, I'm not Shawnee or Miami or Pokagon Potawatomi or Cherokee. I don't know their ways, but I have people coming up to me, hey, Albert, you know, we understand that y'all do this out west a certain way, but over here we do it this way, we do it that way. Okay. And, you know, we got to understand that. We got to live with each other and figure that, you know, figure those ways out. It's a beautiful thing, man, when we as Native people work together, you know?
Yep. And that's why when we have a voice, we need to use it. And we need to let them hear this voice, just like tonight. You know, they need to hear this. They need to hear us. They need to hear somebody. When you ain't sharing what you got, then you're not helping. You know, you need to show that we have some relationship with each other. You know, and when you don't do that because you're mad at somebody or whatever, I don't care if I'm mad at somebody or what, if they want to call in to the show and talk good, you know, speak with something good to share for the people, they can do it. I welcome it. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
I want to kind of change the subject real quick, but
go ahead.
You know, we're today was the 19th. You know, in next Saturday, well, not next Saturday, but the 1st of September, Get this, you're gonna laugh. There is a Ku Klux Klan cookout. You're going to be giving free hot dogs and hamburgers. And they're going to be recruiting for the Klan. And we here in the state of Indiana, in Kentucky, our chapter, we've made a call out to all of our allies and all of our friends, our supporters, to come out and join us as we protest this Ku Klux, they call it the Ku Klux Cookout. in Madison, Indiana.
You know, everybody should just show up there and eat up all their hot dogs and shit. Show them what an Indian can do. Eat up all their hot dogs and drink all their food, then get on their shit. You know? First, eat them out of house and home.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, it's one of those things that we're, we're getting all of our people together. Right now, we have close to, we have people from, from all over, from Indiana, from Kentucky, from Ohio, Black Lives Matter, La Raza, Mi Gente, the Nation of Islam. People from different religions and creeds, you know, Muslim people, Christian people, Catholic people, you know, Native people, Baptists, you know, from all over, from all walks of life, coming together to get rid or to protest this, you know. It's so far, we have maybe 100 to 200, 100 to 150 people who have been talking to us, who've been, you know, who want to go and do this.
Wow.
You know, and it's a beautiful thing, Wambri. It's a beautiful thing to know that all these people from diverse backgrounds and diverse, you know, religions and creeds and thoughts are going to come together to fight to protest against these hate mongering people. You know, they want to sit out there and say that this was their country, this is their land. You know, that we came over from China and Mongolia. You know. And it's you know, like you said earlier, you know, oh, they're one of the lost 13 tribes of Israel. You know, hey, man, that's a bunch of baloney. You know? We were here first in the beginning. This is where we've been. You know, we're not going to go anywhere. But, September 1st in the state of Indiana, man, a small town of Madison, Indiana. We have the no hate in our state, no hoods in our woods. So, you know, we're calling everybody, man, come on out, you know, bring your smokers, bring your grills, bring some, you know, bring some hot dog buns, and, you know, let's eat them out of, you know, their food. You know, it's surprising, man. Surprising that now we have all these people coming in that are going to help us out. And it's a beautiful thing. If it could only stay like that. If it could only stay like that. You know, man, it's a powerful thing. It's the power of the people who come together, brother. You know,
that's what I say. You know, you go to a powwow and you look at what's going on there, and you don't see this tribe, that tribe, or this tribe, or that tribe, or those tribes. You see one tribe at the powwow, one people, you know, and that's what I see. That's what I like, you know. I was, even when I was in Canada, I was up there watching powwow, you know. I seen one people, you know. And, you know, it's a trip how even the border divides our people, but yet we have the same customs up there in Canada, down there, and even down south. Down south, you know, and it's starting to turn into one big thing, you know, like powwows and the social events, they turn it into one thing. And that's what I always get happy to see. It's kind of important for us to understand that, you know, that unity. So if anybody wants to call in, 657-383-1271. 657-383-1271. Don't wait till the last 5 seconds.
I know, right? Amy.
Yeah. It takes them 1 hour and 59 minutes to get their courage together. You know, it's like this video I seen. You know, this two white girls. One white girl pushed the other one off a 50-foot bridge. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Because that one didn't want to jump. She changed her mind, so the other one just pushed her. You know? I said, what a heartless woman to do that, you know? I mean,
it's I don't mean to laugh. Because what this woman did was terrible. You know, whether it was a joke or not. But pushing someone off of a 50-foot bridge.
That was murder.
That could have been murder, yeah.
You know what, bro? I pushed people in the pool. I pushed people off the, some of the banks, you know, but the banks is maybe 5 feet, high or something. I won't push nobody 50 foot off a cliff unless I'm ready to go to prison, you know, and I don't hate people like that, somebody enough to push them off a bridge. I mean, I wouldn't even push, you know, I could feel like pushing one of these racists off a bridge, you know, for the hell of it. But even a racist is pitiful when he's by himself 50 foot off the water, you know. You know, oh, I better let him go. This ain't no honor in this. I'd rather just fist fight him on equal ground, you know. But... not push him off a 50-foot bridge, you know. You know, got to have some honor in our life. And see, and then it's white privilege. They put that girl on Good Morning America, the one who pushed her, to tell her side of the story why she did it. And she said, oh, she asked me to. She told me to. It was, yeah, she, you know, she's gonna say anything, and they're giving her all kind of chance to look innocent, putting her on Good Morning America. Hell, the only way they'll put me on Good Morning America is for committing a crime, you know, and I won't be on there as a guest, you know. Did you see that other video of these cops chasing us while she's all of them trying to fight him, and they're in all over the parking lot, and all of a sudden he got around and then he ran and jumped in one of their cars and took off out the parking lot while they was, they jumped out of the car and left their car doors open, you know, was swinging clubs at him. He got around. Yeah, that. You see some crazy stuff, you know. Like the other day,
you know,
they were beating. Go ahead.
You hear about that old lady who got tased by the police officer? She has she has a touch of dementia and Alzheimer's. Uh-huh. And she's Armenian. She was out walking the trails, you know, picking flowers. She had a knife with her. She's, you know, cutting flowers, you know. And she doesn't speak English. And I believe she was 87 years old, man. The police, the damn cop tased her. You know, what kind of crap is that, man? What kind of crap is when a police officer is going to tase an 87-year-old woman? You know, and over in Cincinnati, Ohio, right across the river from us, police officer tased an 11-year-old boy. You know, walking out of a supermarket. Because, you know, he had stolen some food.
Man, there's no even need for that.
I mean,
you know
11-year-old kid, you know, I mean, the cop could have held him, you know, grabbed him or something. But no, the cop decided he was going to tase him. You know, it's terrible, man. It doesn't matter whether you give him a gun or a taser. They're going to shoot you with something.
Man, that's cold-blooded. That's why I'm glad they don't, you know. You know, if they would have gave the Washichu nukes back in 1800, man, we wouldn't be here talking. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because they would use them.
Oh, yeah. You know,
even
today they're trying to get rid of us in some way, you know, one way or another. They're trying to get rid of us, you know. We gotta be watching out for each other's backs, man. You know, our women, our women and our children. You know, we gotta be taking care of them. You know, I know there's a lot of women out there. You know, oh, you don't need to stick up for me And you know, I know what I'm doing. I'll be able to do this. You know, that's fine. And that's all fine and good. I respect that. But what I'm saying is that we as men, you know, that's one of our responsibilities. Take care of our women and our children and our elders. You know, it's not that I'm being a sexist pig or anything. It's just, you know, it's one of those things, you know. How would it look, Wombly? How would it look if they showed me on the news just watching a woman getting the hell beat out of her? You know? It's not going to look good on me.
Yeah, I wonder how they can do that, you know? I mean, like, these cops was beating this little skinny black woman up in a store, you know? And the other people... Black people were standing around saying, "Hey, don't resist, sister." Telling her, "Don't resist." They were talking like the cop, "Don't resist, sister." You know, shit. You know, I don't know if I know how I was when I was younger. I remember even if I seen one of my bros getting a butt kicking, I'd jump in. You know, and even if it was the cops and stuff like that, I don't know if I could stand there and watch a woman get beaten or kicked around by anybody in front of me. You know, I don't think I could handle it. I think I would flip out and start, you know, trying to defend her, because that's a man's instinct, to defend a woman and defend a child. That's a instinct. That's what we're put on this earth for, you know. You know, that's why we're bigger and, you know, stronger and, you know, in shape like me for. You know.
Hey, but, I tell you, Wobbly, I had some good fry bread today.
Oh, man.
Had some good tacos, a couple of burgers.
I believe you ain't. I mean, I could tell you ain't going to show up unless they got good stuff like that around.
You know, it's just one of those things, man. I mean, you know, I've been coming to this powwow for, 22 years. Ever since I've been up here in India in this area, you know. Been coming to this powwow for 22 years. And it's beautiful, man. It's a good thing to see all these new people and old people coming together, you know. And people enjoying the drum, man, just singing, dancing, having a good fry bread. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, especially that fry bread. You know, there's a guy. His name, his trailer's called Buffalo Bruce.
Buffalo Bruce.
Buffalo Bruce. Wasika. But man, he makes some good bread. You know. This year he almost damn near sold out in one day. Hope he goes to the store because I need some bread tomorrow. A little coffee. Oh.
I was checking.
But yeah, we're
you know, the thing is, you know, I got to have my coffee every morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I got to have that coffee. I was looking over here. It says, he convicts man for sexually assaulting a woman on a plane as his wife sat next to him. Damn. You know, sucker, you know, people got some weird habits, man, you know, and I wonder why. You know, and I wonder why they're doing that stuff, all this crazy stuff that goes on, you know. There's a lot of weird sexual assaults that goes on out there, and you know, it's crazy. One guy, the judge just let him go because he said it was, what do they call that when they both agreed on the sex, you know? It was, what's that fancy word? Consensual. Yeah. It was consensual, so. And the other thing I was reading about, the guy in Colorado that killed his pregnant wife and his two baby girls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he put the little girl's body inside oil and gas tanks to hide them. How could you do that to your own blood, you know, your own baby? Man, I don't even like to see my babies trip and fall, you know? You know, but they do some strange shit, you know, and I don't know. They got problems out there, those Americans, you know. I mean, if they can do that to their own kind, you can imagine what they do to our people, you know.
It's Wombly, it's sad to see that someone can do this to a child, you know, any child, whether it be black, white, red, brown, yellow, whatever you want to whatever color you want to be, you know, to pay it, you know, to do something like this
to a child, you know. It's unbelievable how these people and how they don't understand what they're doing. And it's just it's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, you know, I'm looking at this now. You know, I'm looking at something else here. There's this guy standing here, and he's fighting with the police, you know. And I understand, man. You know, you have the instinct to fight back, you know.
Yeah.
But when you know that you're outnumbered, and you know, it's terrible, man. It's terrible to see our brothers and sisters, you know, our African brothers and sisters, and our Hispanic brothers and sisters, who try to live a good life here, you know, and to see that they're the targets of police brutality, and the way it's come, you know, even with our Native brothers and sisters, you know, up in Alaska. They've always had a good relationship with the troopers up there, you know. And this is in an Athabascan village up in Alaska. And, you know, the guy was called, the cops were called to go check, do a mental health check on an individual. And then they killed him, you know. What gives these people the right to kill us, man? Why do they want to do that? Why do they want to kill us?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. What gets me is I was looking at these Washitu. They're worried about those terrorists coming over here, and they're worried about immigration. They're worried about all this wicked stuff, you know. In a normal circumstance, I agree, you know, they worried about it. They need to prepare for some of this stuff. But at the same time, they're doing that to us right now. They're killing our people. The cops are raping women. They're, like I just said, this guy killed his own kids. And some young girl in Iowa disappeared. And she's Washitu. So the whole country, they even, you know, making a big deal about it. When we got Indian women gone left and right, and nobody, you know, it's hard to even get them to even put it on the news, you know.
It's one of those things, and we were talking about it yesterday. We were talking about it today, actually, too. You know, first, before I say anything, I want to say my condolences to the family of Aretha Franklin. You know, uh-huh. She passed away. Great, she's a beautiful singer. You know, they call her the Queen of Soul. You know, and I enjoyed her music. And you know, and I'm sorry for their loss. You know, but the thing is that we here in Indian Country, you know, even though you know we talk about Aretha Franklin, you know how she passed away and how she influenced a lot of music, but. You know, like you said, they spend more time on a celebrity passing away than a Native woman, they spend more time worrying about the young white lady from Harvard who disappeared. When a child, you know, when a native child goes missing or is found dead, or a native woman or a native man, you know, and I don't understand why these people, this country wants to keep discounting us, man. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to hear about us. You know, we're basically their conscience. You know, they man, it's, you know, my brother's been missing for 4 years, Wambly.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's terrible to, you know, to you know, to think my brother's been missing for 4 years. And not one person outside the family, you know, the police, you know, oh, well, he, you know, he's a grown man. If he took off, he took off. Man, you know, our native women and children, you know, and, you know, being ripped apart from our families, man, people being killed. We need to come together, man. We need to come together and stop all this. We need to stop all this bullshit, man.
You know, when our people disappear, like you talked about, your brother and a lot of others, the cops say, how do you know he disappeared? How, you know? Or like they told me, oh, we know him. He was always in for drunk. He's just a drunk, you know? I said,
can
you know,
something?
He might have been. Yeah, he might have been a drunk to you, but he had a mother and sisters that loved him. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, because you were talking about children and stuff, and I just heard a sad news today about Facebook, and now I kind of found out what really happened. A lady, what works at St. Francis Indian School, she lost her grandbaby today. And how it looks like their own mother, which we know that girl. She smothered the baby in her sleep. That's terrible, huh? And so the police is looking for her. And we know her.
Oh,
that
man.
Girl, that baby. Yeah, that's so sad. And another thing, what I wanted to say, I was listening the Travel Council meetings and stuff, and it looks like IHS is in trouble again. They might close the hospital again here in Rosebud. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. We can't even have a hospital. You know? We can't even have a hospital. That's supposed to be a treaty right. We can't even have a hospital, you know. But yet, Dick Cheney goes in and out the hospital whenever he wants for a new pumper and whatever, you know. All these Washishis, they can go in and out anytime they want, you know. But our people, our kids can't even go. You know, if they have to travel to Rapid City or Winter or someplace to see a doctor, to go to a dentist, they have to go to Rapid City. You know, we can't even have a damn hospital.
Yeah, and the last time, 3 years ago, when they closed the hospital, people were dying on the transport, like to going to Winter for our or Valentine. People were dying on the transport, so what will happen if they close down the hospital now? Where do the people go?
You know, and that's why, you know, the American Indian Movement started Porcupine Clinic. Ted Means and them. They started Porcupine Clinic because of what was going on with IHS. And, you know, Porcupine Clinic was really successful. The only thing was it was only able to handle so much people. But, you know, most people went there rather than going to Waiting Pine Ridge Land. I mean, because they had people that cared, you know. They had Indian women being nurses, and then they had the member Dr. Butterbrot, or what's his name? Butterbrot, and other doctors and nurses that cared for the people. And it wasn't about the money. You know, seemed like whenever it's about money, you don't get nothing. But Porcupine Clinic was it was pretty successful. The only bad thing is, and it still lasted a long time, even after Ted left. But that's what I'm saying. A lot of things the American Indian Movement did on Pine Ridge Res and the reservations, and you know, AIM don't get credit for that stuff. You know, they rather overlook that and say call AIM everything else. But we need to have our own doctors. We need to have our own hospital. And we need to support our medicine men, who are real important to a lot of things, especially like cancer and big time issues. These medicine men help them out. But you know, the thing is, Albert and listeners out there, is like we're running on one lug nut. You know, we got a Chanupa, the white buffalo calf bite, and they think they can go take it away from somebody. You know, you can be mad at him all you want, accuse him all you want, say bad things about him and everything. But I will tell you this, don't you dare try to take that Chanupa from him. You know, when the time comes, the spirits will tell him who to give it to, and someone else will have it. You know?
Yep.
It's just like Crow Dog, he handed his Sundance over to his son Junebug. And Junebug's a good young man, you know. You know? The things will keep going. We just have to pray and have faith in our culture and our spirituality, and our people. These idiots can't be over there thinking they can take Chanupas away from people. You know, there's no way. Don't even try it. It's all right to be mad. It's all right to be angry. It's all right to say that man don't deserve it. But who does deserve it? You know, that's the other thing. Who does deserve it, you know? I can't think of no one else who deserves it, because my mind is only where it's supposed to be. He deserves it. He's got it. You know? And our medicine man, the ones I know, they deserve it because they got it. And I can't say nothing about it, you know, and that's how it is, you know. That's, and when we say hecha tuelo, that's what we mean, you know. He's got that pipe, hecha tuelo, you know, and people need to understand that. And, you know, there's many things, you know, and we go through this all the time, bro. With a lot of things. We don't like, we're upset at another person. But that's it. Be upset at him all you want. But he still serves his purpose. And stay out of his way. You know what I mean? If I don't like what somebody's doing, I just stay out of their way. You know? I don't go around them. You know? And that's how I do it. And when I'm confronted with them, I'm sociable. You know? I'm civil. You know? Because, you know, the person serves a purpose in another way. And I can't be the judge of telling everybody how to serve their purpose. But the only thing I can ask is let's have the same purpose. You know, let's be on the same mission. And let's connect.
To outer space.
Yeah, let's connect. You know, we need to do that. And I hope everybody's, whoever's tuned in, but we got to get ready and go. So, any last comments, bro?
Hey, people out there in the world, let's get together, man. Let's get together. Let's share peace. Let's share love. Let's share a pipe, you know, and let's get rid of the hate in the world, man. Let's get rid of the hate, you know. Let's help find our murdered, missing brothers and sisters and children, and let's get rid of the hate, brother. That's all I gotta say, man.
Yeah, good thing you mentioned that, Albert. On Facebook, I want to tell you, dudes, man, quit waving at me and trying to poke me, you know. Because I could return that favor. I can give you a wave, and I can poke you, you know. You don't want that. So lay off the waving and poking me on Facebook. Because I ain't going there with you, you know. You know? But we got to go right now. Go ahead, Albert.
Yeah, everybody, y'all have a good night. Thank you for listening to us again. You know, we may be full of shit sometimes, but it's still a good shit.
And here's a poke for all of you. here's a million pokes. Hope you all feel it. If you feel poked, I did it. All right. Wash day. Doksha, everybody.